The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Here we go, baby. Here we go.
How many more times? Treat me the way you want to do.
Oh, it's Friday, baby. We're getting this Friday started. Al Gattulo style. I love this.
How many more times? Treat me the way you want to do.
I just love the dichotomy of the baby boomers. I speak for myself. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio. AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Albert. That's great. I love the rock and roll of the 60s. I mean, just love. Matter of fact, when I perform later here at the Liberty University, and we'll be this beautiful 10,000 seat plus, a beautiful new arena, and we'll be rocking the joint, and I'll be doing some little interview, but then we're going to bring Mikey up with his Marshall amp, and he'll be doing some Hendrix and horns, Rick Gordon conducting, thank you very much, and having a lot of fun. You know, I always like to do the Frank Sinatra, and hopelessly, always a Frank Sinatra aficionado. But to me, the greatest entertainer of all time. But it's so funny, our generation, we were so torn between this great rock and roll and the standards of our parents, right? So I say, why not just bring them all together? All good, right? Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us on this Friday. It's Friday, yay! Joe,
could you have imagined Frank singing Led Zeppelin? Seriously, Stairway to Heaven, maybe. He could probably pull that off.
No,
but I mean, could you hear him singing rock and roll or How Many More Times? No, I don't see that.
But see, you're younger considerably, Albert, so it's like
you don't... Appreciate that.
Oh, you
look
are,
great.
But you don't. I don't know. sound great. You look tired.
I'm exhausted. You have no idea.
No, I can tell. But yeah, I love you like a brother.
I'm going to the doctor later today. This pinched nerve in my back is like I'm fine. I can't sleep.
I should have known. And then, plus, you got the Z-Pack thing on your head. What is that called?
CPAP. Z-Pack.
Oh, I don't have a cold. I'm on antibiotics. I didn't know. I thought maybe that's what it was for. Hey, so you got to breathe with that thing. So is it your hip that's bothering you?
It's my lower back. There's a pinched nerve there. So when I try to sleep, it my entire leg is numb, and I've just last night was a mess.
You know,
Cats are jumping all over the bed. And, you know, my wife is complaining about something.
I can tell immediately. It's like Al. But wait a minute. What about the hip pain that you had? That went away.
Yeah, the hip pain. No, but it goes right down. It goes down the back of my leg. Yeah, you know, so.
No, I know, man. So you going, which doctor are you going to? Listen to Dr. Vinny Boombatz. I'll be your doctor.
One of the doctors that my wife works for. So I'll go up there this afternoon at 1 o'clock. They're going to see me right away and boom, boom. I'm probably going to have to get prescribed a muscle relaxant just so that I can, you know, ease the pain in there.
I know, but you hate those things. I hate those things too. But, you know, you don't want to do surgery. You know, you want to start.
No, it's back pain. What are you talking surgery? Take it easy.
I know. If you could cut it. I'm sorry.
I like how it went from, you got back pain, surgery. All of a sudden, they're going in. Oh, that's it. Cut them open. Doesn't matter.
Because I look at this morning I get up, and with a face like mine, made for radio, I look in the mirror and I go, now I got to go. Listen, I got to go in front of 10,000 kids. Listen. Give me some makeup. I got to put something under my eyes. And then I always think of one word, surgery. It's almost time. Plugs, surgery. Mm-hmm. I'm ready, Al. I'm just saying.
On,
you get
stop,
my age,
stop.
You think and you fix it. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God almighty. Hey, Al, but listen, do you have any painkiller in the studio up there?
No, I have a gel that I rubbed on before I came into the studio.
Did you just get that email? Did you get back to that gal?
We sent her.
What was it, the heroin thing that you put
on
your body?
It's not heroin. It's not cannabis either. It's an over-the-counter medication that you put on.
OCD? What's it called?
No, it's not. I don't remember what it is. You know what? Now you got to make me find a picture. I mean, you really...
No, but what,
things
it was
that
something...
nobody cares about. Arnicare gel, A-R-N-I-C-A-R-E
okay,
gel.
There it is. See, a lovely email. Does. I got. By the way, I was included in a mass emailing, not about sponsors, not about radio business, not about broadcasting remotely in Virginia, but about this thing that helped Al heal his pain. So, and we care because of, and we got.
I've said this before. It's a homeopathic medicine. The woman thought I was talking about cannabis oil. No, two entirely different things. I've heard that the CBD oil works on a lot of different things. A friend of mine is using it, and it's helped her out immensely, but this is not cannabis. It's an over-the-counter medication.
All right. Thank you, Big Al Gattulo. But you know what, though? I joke about you, and I always joke about you.
No, do you?
Listening.
No.
Well, no. I just have Al's just a constant source of amusement to me because he's always grumpy, but I love the guy like a brother. But you seriously deal with pain like nobody else. Are your feet okay while we're talking about Al's?
No, well, this affects my feet, too. I worked out last night, I'm just, I'm in pain. That's all. It happens. Whatever.
I know. Just hang in there. You're going to make it. I'm very excited this morning because Frankie took off. He's down with our buddy Harry Hurley, who is just a great legend in Atlantic City radio and a great American. And Frankie's going to support our pal Harry Hurley down there in Atlantic City. He's not drinking. I mean, he's going to slip.
We don't know if he's not off drinking yet.
Well, it's for Lent. He gave up booze. But in Atlantic City, I mean, this is going to be a minor problem. Don't you think so? Come on.
Yeah, especially when they're giving you free drinks at the table.
Yeah.
Come on, exactly. You want to talk about temptation?
Did he give up the gambling too?
No. I think he just gave up. Well, listen, he gave up gambling because he lost his shirt on the boat. He's got a wedding to pay for. What do you think? You don't think he's going to listen? He's in the Mecca on the East Coast of gambling. You don't think this guy's going to plunk money down on something?
Monday, we'll find out.
I'm sure he wants to bet one of the cats that he lives with, but they don't take cats for payment. So,
you're on the bed. You couldn't sleep, and the cats are like jumping all over the bed.
Yeah, well, we had to kick the cats out. Immediately.
But they don't move. They don't move. When you say they don't move,
it's even worse in the morning.
The cat looks at you, especially in New Jersey, says, what are you looking at?
When I get up,
I want you to move out of the bedroom.
When I get up in the morning, the cats sit outside the bathroom door waiting for me, like to finish my shower, and one of them, Double Stuff, will bust into the room like, what are you doing? Let's go. I need to eat. Like, come on. And it's very disconcerting.
I'm not a cat guy. I can't.
Oh, I know you.
Otis looks, you see in the eyes, he's respectful. There's humility to the dog, the cat thing. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's such a good guy, my dog. God bless you for you guys staying with the cat. But it's true. I think Gal.
What are we supposed to do? Put him out? Just leave? Go.
My friend, Carol Alt, who you know, Carol. Mm-hmm.
She has.
I'm the chauffeur of Carol Alt. The cat, she's tweeting about the cats, but the cats. The cats are like her children, man. You know what I'm saying?
You grow affection. Like I'm the one cat, Double Stuff, loves me more than the other cat, Giselle. Double Stuff bites my wife all the time.
Giselle, after Tom Brady's wife, you named that?
I have no idea why she was named that. That's the name that she had at the shelter. But, they're affectionate cats. They both love my son. They sit on his bed all day while he's at school waiting for him to get home. So it's nice.
Well, I got to tell you, is it a girl thing or is it a guy thing? I think cats are definitely gals. I think. Am I wrong?
Well, Frank would agree with that because he's been bitten on the face by one of the cats.
Exactly. And then you have Jennifer's cats there. I think it's a gal thing. The gals like the cats. And the guy's always like, give me my dog. Give me my dog. That's what we like.
The problem with me having a dog is both my wife and I are not home most of the day. So it's very difficult. Yeah, and dogs need attention. You got to walk them. It's, it's not fair to the animal.
Yeah, very true. Hey, Steve Moore is going to join us in a couple of minutes. Very excited. Steve Moore, the Donald Trump economic advisor, distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And his new book is Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Very, very excited to talk to Mr. Moore. He's a good guy. Former Congressman David Bratt is down here at Liberty. Now, he was a congressman for Virginia's 7th Congressional District. I chatted with David shortly last night, had a great little chat. And he's dean of the Liberty University School of Business. And he's down. He's got a lot to say about politics, what's happening with politics. James Carroll. Listen, I want to thank Frankie Five Boroughs for bringing Mr. Carroll to the airways for you this morning. Current director of the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy, formerly served as a White House Deputy Chief of Staff and as an attorney in the office of the White House Counsel for Presidents Donald Trump and George W. Bush. And then I'm very, very pleased and privileged to bring Jerry Falwell Jr. to the airwaves. He is president of Liberty University. What he has done in the name of his father and goodness everywhere has built a university that I've never seen, a school like this. I have to tell you, never. It's just glorious. And Mr. Falwell is a lawyer, son of the late Reverend Jerry Falwell. And they are being so hospitable, so kind. It's all about family. It's all about, you know, you could take the religion in it. And I do, because my faith is unwavering and strong. And you could always say God in it. And I always like when we say God bless America, God bless you. We're one nation under God. I'm not going to delineate from that. I'm not going to step away from that. But it's more than that. It's just a goodness. It's a kindness, you know, that you feel on this university. A lot of the time you feel that you miss sometimes. I get it from the streets in New York, man. I feel it from the turnpike. I could go to a rest stop, man. I could go to the Woodrow Wilson West rest stop in New Jersey, man, and I could see the goodness in the folks there. And I want to ask them. I have this insatiable curiosity about you and about who's helping me on the other side of the counter. Who is that person? Where did their family come from? They're staying in Jersey. You know, so I feel it for Americans everywhere. But when you walk, you get out of the tri-state area a little bit, you see people do love the country, that there is a patriotism. And you see, and forgive me for leaning into it, but you see that people actually have a strong faith, you know, and because you feel I always just feel vilified, and I always feel like, you know, I'm walking into a minefield when I say something that's patriotic anymore. You can't even say that when I say God, you can't say God in the classroom anymore, you know. So it's nice to be able to get out and see that what the rest of the country is like, and it's nice that you listen to the answer. You listen to me and Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager and Seb Gorka, and you listen to Larry Elder and Kevin. You know, I like to think we're all in the same mindset together, and in some small way. I just stepped out. Someone said, "Joe, how you doing?" I said, "Just trying to save the world, 50,000 watts at a time, and a little streaming around the country." I'm telling you. Speaking of which, at 16 after 8 o'clock. Again, news, it's very, very sad news, but just to report it because it deserves to be reported. The body of a New York City firefighter killed in Afghanistan earlier this week is back in the United States. It's Marine Staff Sergeant Christopher Slutman, worked as a firefighter at a Ladder 27 in the Bronx. He died in a roadside bombing that also killed two other American soldiers, including Robert Hendricks, 25-year-old Marine Corporal from Long Island. And Mr. Slutman is Sergeant Slutman, 43-year-old Maryland native whose wife and three daughters live in Delaware, but he kept a place in Yonkers while fighting fires in New York at Ladder 27. He was awarded a medal for heroism 5 years ago. Did you see that? For crawling through flames to save an unconscious woman. Rest in peace. Our hearts go out to the Slutman family. Our hearts go out to the Hendricks family and all lives lost in the United States military. It's unnecessary why it happens, and this is a courageous hero. And our hearts also go out to Ladder 27 in the Bronx, Commissioner Nigro, and the stellar organization that is the FDNY. Piscopo in the morning, and let me just read a couple more vital things that I'm seeing that Brian is kind enough to produce for us today. Sitting in former White House counsel, look at this. Did you see this story? Former White House counsel Gregory Craig being charged by federal prosecutors for lying and hiding information related to legal work he did for the Ukrainian government. Hello. Craig served 1 year in the President Obama administration. He worked with Paul Manafort. Of course, they got to throw that in there, right? In 2012, on behalf of the pro-Russian branch of Ukraine. He was indicted yesterday, this guy, Gregory Craig, by the Justice Department on charges that carry a 5-year maximum sentence. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen. I was talking to Mr. Serrano about it, man. But you know what? They spied on Donald Trump, and you know it, and I know it. I'm sorry. Objectively, please. Objectively, stop it. Not pro-Trump, not pro-anything. It's just objectively, you knew they did. And then when President Trump said it, in 2016, and he was just elected president, he goes, "Yeah, I think President Obama administration spied on me," and we kind of went, "He know the look objectively, he like him or not, you love him or not, the president, he's always seems to be a step ahead of everybody. Everybody that goes after this guy is going down. I'm just saying, man, and I don't say that in some kind of, you know, I don't idolize anybody. Trust me. And since my pop died, I told you that it was Frank Sinatra, it was Joe DiMaggio, and my father, man. And you know, after that, I love you, and I will respect you, and I will embrace you, and I will care for you, and I will show you all the respect that you deserve. I don't idolize anybody, no matter what you are. So I say it objectively. But the president, he was right. They were spying. You know it, and I know it. They were spying on him, man. And now this comes around, and William Barr goes, "Yep, there could have been, quote-unquote, surveillance. There could have been some surveillance." And then the Democrats go, "No, you can't," because they know they can't deal with the truth. You can't deal with the truth. And then this, too. This guy, remember? And again, I don't even like to mention his name because it's an Italian name, and I'm a proud Italian-American. And when I see a Mameluke, it gets me crazy when I see a Mameluke. And I got to tell you about a Mameluke. And the Mameluke is Michael Mameluke Avenatti, this guy. Oh, what an embarrassment with that vowel at the end of his name. This guy, when he went crazy, and he went after the president, and he had the gall to say, I'm going to run for president. Avenatti does. Boom. Boy, does it come down big time. What goes around comes around. You can't be mean like that. You can't just be salacious like that. Federal prosecutors in L.A. reading here say celebrity lawyer, Michael Avenatti stole millions from his clients and is being charged in a 36-count federal indictment. Now, again, I'm suspect anything when there's a federal indictment anymore, especially after the Russian delusion. But this, when it's Avenatti, you go, yeah, I understand it. This is from U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Nick Hanna. He went over some of the details of the new indictment yesterday. I know we got a breakout, but including defrauding a paraplegic client of a $4 million settlement. Did you hear that Avenatti did this? That's what they're accusing him of? Then using the cash, allegedly, using the cash for his coffee business auto races, not to mention private airplanes. He bought a jet. I mean, boy, what a surprise. What goes around comes around. Avenatti's getting exactly what he deserves. Stephen Moore will join us live with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970 The Answer, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Appreciate you listening on AM970TheAnswer.com around the country, around the world. Susie Cerrone's looking out for you locally traffic-wise. How we doing this morning, Susie?
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. A new problem out there. There's a stalled dump truck on the Outer Bridge crossing, New Jersey bound. It's got the right lane blocked, so watch out for that. Delays on the Deegan South. I begin at the Westchester line. You're slow right down to the Cross Bronx. Van Wyck northbound, packed from the Bell Parkway to Hillside Avenue. If you're westbound out of Nassau County, take your pick. The Grand Central is as busy as the LIE westbound. 821, the George, up to speed. It's a miracle. No problems at the upper or lower level. The Lincoln's about 15, the Holland 30 from either approach. Alpine, the accident on the Palisades Parkway southbound is gone, but now there's one on the Palisades northbound at exit 2. The left lane is blocked. Some heavy delays with that. Then the Parkway north on a slow 135 to 140. New York State Thruway, clear north and southbound, traveling between Westchester and Rockland County. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I had carpal tunnel. It went to my left hand and made it sort of like numb or stiff, but I've noticed my left hand seems to be getting better. I know that this stuff did it because what I was taking before, it never changed it. I'm starting to notice near the baby finger and the other thing, I'm saying, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. What the heck? Oh, and I figure it must be from them daggone fruits and vegetables because that's the only thing that's changed in my life.
From now until April 21st, receive a 20% discount and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through April 21st. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com.
To take advantage of this special discount, use discount code THEANSWER.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Stephen Moore standing by. Mario's son, Steve Perillo, right? You remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Steve Perillo has carried on the tradition of excellence, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Operating for 74 years, serving over a million happy guests, Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. And when you go with us on October 19th, which I am so excited about, it's the Perillo Piscopo promise. But listen, if you go to, on a Perillo escorted tour, it's like 15 to 20 couples, right? But they also encourage single travelers as well. They have an informative, friendly Italian tour leader, and you quickly become one happy Perillo family. And what I love about Steve, man, and when I talk to my buddy Steve, he tells you, you skipped the line. And I go, Steve, I got to wait in line. He looks at me, gives me a look like, are you kidding me? I'm Steve Perillo. That's what, I get that look, and you go right into the Vatican Museum, Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum. It's great. You're going to love Perillo. No matter what kind of tour you're looking for, you got to check out Perillo Tours, please. Now, the first 10 people this morning to request a brochure today will receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Quality Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Botticelli Foods is the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their spectacular full line. Call for the 2019 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO, Diana and Janice and the great team over at Steve's office standing by for you right now. 888-PERILLO or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's Friday. Yay, it's Friday. It's 8:26. Stephen Moore is Distinguished Visiting Fellow for Project for Economic Growth at the Heritage Foundation. Kind enough to join us. He is so busy, takes time to call Joe on the radio. Steve, we appreciate that very much, my friend. How you doing this morning, man?
Hi, Joe. Great to be with you. Thanks. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, too, Steve. The president recently nominated you, brother, to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. If confirmed, Mr. Moore, what would you like to accomplish, sir?
Well, first of all, let me say, I know you know you've met Donald Trump. I mean, it was one of the thrills of my lifetime when I got that call from Donald Trump asking me to serve on the Federal Reserve Board. You know, what an honor for me. And so I still kind of have goosebumps about this. But, of course, the left hasn't reacted too positively to it. Every day I've opened up the newspaper for the last 3 weeks. You know, I think the New York Times yesterday called me, quote, supremely unqualified.
You know,
I'm going to get some t-shirts made up that say supremely unqualified. but you know, look, I stand by my economic record. You've known me for a long time. I've been right a lot more than I've been wrong on the economy, and I certainly was right when I saw that Donald Trump was going to rebuild this American economy the way he has. And look, I want to get over there to the Fed, and I want to promote, you know, sound money and strong growth. Also, you know, one of the things that's been controversial, but I'm sticking by it, Joe, I want some accountability and transparency at the Fed. Why should it be acting, this powerful agency, as some kind of secret chamber?
Exactly.
Nobody knows what, you know, why they're doing what they're doing. So, you know, let's shed some sunlight and openness on what the Fed is up to.
You know, I couldn't agree more, Stephen Moore, and I think you're so qualified for this, that what you've done with the economy with President Trump is nothing short of spectacular. And you're always so positive, and you're always such a nice guy about it, and you're never mean about it. It would be such a blessing, because I don't know that sometimes, let me start here, and respectfully, and we hope you end up on the board. Do you need the Federal Reserve? I love it. See, there's your positive attitude. I love that, Steve. But do you need the Federal Reserve anymore? I mean, is it how relevant is it these days?
Well, we need a Federal Reserve Board. We need an institution that monitors and runs our monetary policy. But, you know, there's been a lot of bad economic decisions that have been made at the Fed over the years. For example, you know, the 2008-2009, you know, real estate and stock market crisis. We all remember that. That was caused, for many reasons, but one of the contributing reasons was the Fed was just pumping cheap money into the economy. A lot of it went into the, you know, housing market, and then the balloon popped, and we all got cream by that. And so what I want is for the Fed to have stable money. You know, it goes back to why you have dollar bills in your pocket. You know, because you understand that the dollar today will be worth pretty much what it'll be worth tomorrow and a year from now and 2 years from now. Nobody, as I said in my liberal thunder, nobody runs around with Venezuelan pesos in their pockets anymore, right? You know, because, you know, those pesos are going to be worth nothing, you know, tomorrow. So I want a stable currency. I want, and by the way, I reject the idea that's very endemic at the Fed that somehow growth and higher wages causes inflation. No, I want growth. I want higher wages. I want workers to be better off. Just because you have more people working, Joe, I never can understand why that causes inflation. And the answer is it doesn't. But that's the superstition that's been over there for, you know, decades. And it's wrong. And I'm going to challenge that orthodoxy. And that's why I'm controversial.
Yeah, you're a growth hawk, as you describe yourself.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
I think, you know, what Trump used to say, and by the way, people say, oh, you're just a Trump loyalist. Look, I do love what this guy's doing for the economy. Did you see the unemployment insurance claims? New people signing up for unemployment benefits fell to the lowest level since the Beatles were still playing together.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible. You know what he's doing with this economy, and I'm very proud of the fact that I played a small part in putting this agenda together with Larry Kudlow and some others. And so I'm not apologizing for that, but I will say I will be independent of Donald Trump. I do think that the Fed should be, you know, make independent decisions, not based on what the politicians are saying. And so that will be my agenda. I'll be a bit, people are saying that I would be a disruptor, and maybe I would be a little bit of a disruptor over there. Well, Donald Trump's a disruptor.
Yep, that's it, man. Steve Moore with Joe Piscopo. Stephen Moore, the president has been critical of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. And a lot of us don't understand when the stock market's just skyrocketing, Stephen Moore, and then interest rate hikes. Boom, they put the interest rate hikes. Do you agree with the President Trump's criticism of Jerome Powell in this regard, sir?
Yeah, I do. Look, I think that I was one of the first people back in September or December of last year was critical of some of these rate increases because I didn't feel they were necessary, and I thought they were going to be hurting the economy, and it turns out they did. And especially in December, I don't know if people kind of don't recall all of this, but remember in December the Jerome Powell announced he was raising rates again, even though prices.
Yep. Ah, that was it? I lost his cell?
Yeah.
All right, not my responsibility. So fascinating. Great. I got to put Stephen Moore back on if we can. And I apologize. He went off. Rich in the studio that he had jumped up. What? It wasn't us. Apparently it wasn't us. Relax. Guys, I love that. You're being so hospitable, Rich. I appreciate our engineer down here at Liberty. We'll get Stephen Moore back. Fascinating guy. Guy makes all the sense in the world. He's a very positive guy. I don't understand why the stock market, we're talking about why the stock market skyrockets. And then Jerome Powell goes, oh, we're going to raise the federal interest rates. And then it kind of stops everything. I don't understand that. I like when you have a growth hawk like Steve Moore down there. I want to ask Steve if we can get him back about Herman Cain, too. I like Herman Cain. Remember? Nine. I love that about Herman Cain. Remember that, man? Nine. I don't even know what it meant. I just like to hear it. Herman Cain is also on the president's radar for the Federal Reserve, so I'll talk to Steve if we can get him back like that. Because it is, you need a disruptor. I think you need a disruptor in there. And you need somebody to go in and kind of shake it up a little bit, as the president has done. And we'll try to get Steve Moore back. And also, now I got another call. Albert, I got another call. I don't want to mention his name because he had called from, and he was supposed to do an interview, but Frankie never got back to him. So I'm predicting, Frank always gets back. Our producer, Frankie Marano, always gets back. If he didn't get back to the gentleman that just texted me saying, he goes, I'm supposed to be on, listen to me, Albert, at 8:05 today, emailed and texted Frank, but got no response. What does that tell you, Mr. Gattula? What are you thinking? Tables, maybe? Huh?
I'm sorry. What's that, Joe?
nothing.
We're trying to get Steve Moore back. I'm sorry. It's you know, it's a little chaotic right here.
No, it's okay. It's good. You're doing good. I know we're on a shoestring, and it's okay. We'll get Steve back. I'll tell you what, Albert, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do right now. We'll try to get Steve back, and I also want to make way for everybody else on the show, because we got a great show for you this evening. That's this evening. That's me going up next. But this morning, I want you to stay with us, and you could try to call 877-970-2999. Let's break for the news, and we'll regroup, and we'll come back. and we'll try to get Stephen Moore, and we'll try to bring you to the airwaves as well at 877-970-2999. We're innocent bystanders, Rich. We're innocent bystanders, man. I had nothing to do with it. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Al with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James planning to sue the federal government over contaminants found in the Hudson River. The EPA says General Electric has satisfied a 2002 agreement by completing a seven-year, over $1.5 billion cleanup in Saratoga County. Governor Cuomo blasted that decision, saying the PCB levels remain unacceptably high in both the riverbed itself and fish. GE dumped tons of PCBs into the river decades ago, but an EPA spokesman says dredging efforts have been very effective. The popular quiz show Jeopardy! Stirring the pot in the lower Hudson Valley. The show featured a topic this week on the bridge that connects Westchester and Rockland counties. It said the Tappan Zee was replaced by a new bridge named for this late governor. The answer, of course, Mario Cuomo. This is a controversial topic in the lower Hudson Valley, as some residents have refused to call it the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge. Many people continue to refer to the new structure as the Tappan Zee, and a petition generated thousands of signatures to scrap the Mario Cuomo name. In sports, Amed Rosario hit a three-run homer. Pete Alonso added a two-run shot to power the Mets to a 6-3 win in Atlanta. Steven Matz struck out eight over six innings of two-run ball for the win. Edwin Diaz fanned two in the ninth for his fifth save. Yankees were off. They'll begin a three-game series with the White Sox at the stadium tonight. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 48 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Still a problem on the Outer Bridge crossing, New Jersey bound. A stalled dump truck in the right lane. Delays on the Deegan southbound from the Westchester line down to the Cross Bronx. Van Wyck northbound half an hour from the Belt Parkway to Hillside Avenue. Pick your poison, Grand Central or the LIE westbound through Queens. They're equally busy. Look at this. Inbound, George, A-OK for the upper and lower. The inbound Lincoln's 15, the Holland 30 from either approach. An accident with single laning on the Palisades northbound at exit 2 in Alpine. Then the Parkway north on a slow 135 to 140. Totally up to speed on the New York State Thruway in both directions, traveling between Westchester and Rockland. Your forecast, cloudy today, maybe a stray shower, 64. Occasional rain tonight, 59. Saturday, cloudy and 75. Sunday, cloudy and 63. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hampton by Hilton. The key to every great road trip? A full tank of gas and full stomachs. And when you stay at any of Hampton by Hilton's 2,400 locations, you can start every day with a free hot breakfast. Book your next stay now at Hampton.
Now with Justice Neil Gorsuch, a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, what has his influence been? Has the court been more or less partisan? This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with James Zirin, the author of Supremely Partisan. A look at the court's history all the way back to 1803 and future politics. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM 970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis. Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies lied to you. They passed congestion pricing after promising no new taxes. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Tell her to repeal congestion pricing now. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
We have got a show. Congressman David Bratt standing by. And I'm going to tell you about the tweak. I want to tell you about the if you got difficulty hearing. Did you hear that, Albert? ShopRite calling me on my cell phone. Did you get that?
Yeah, what are you getting?
Before I left the house, and stay on me, because I know the congressman is right in front of me. I'm sorry. He's laughing because this is me. This is not my life in a nutshell. I got the great Stephen Moore on the show. His phone just dumps out. It's not our fault. It's not Liberty's fault. It's not AM 970. Apparently, Steve Moore, his phone just went out. We'll try to get him back. But then I got a phone call. It says Washington, D.C. on it. I go, who's calling from Washington, D.C.? It was ShopRite. It was Washington, New Jersey, where I go to the ShopRite. Oh, you're on, and I ordered online now. You know me, always go shopping. I ordered online before I left yesterday, and they always call just to double check the order. Now, is that nice or is that nice?
Very nice, very
and
nice.
And did you order the maple syrup? Yes, I did. Could you just please? So I told them to call Big Mike. I said, Big Mike is running everything back there. Only me. But let me tell you, if I can, before we go to former Congressman David Bratt, kind enough to join us, and the dean of the Liberty University School of Business here, is that I'll tell you about, if you got difficulty hearing, I talked to my boomer brothers and sisters, man. I'm telling you, I'm on stage last night doing the sound check at this glorious arena at Liberty, and I'll be up there just in a couple of hours, maybe within the hour, actually, I'll be up there. And I'm an old deaf guy, and I listen to too much rock and roll. So if you have a little trouble hearing, Tweak can help you. You can save about 80% off, 85% off, how about that, of what hearing aids cost. You have the power to improve your own hearing with no doctor visits guaranteed. Dan Schumacher, Dan's going to join us for a couple seconds next hour. He's an audiologist, and I love that he came up with this whole concept about Tweak that fits comfortably in your ear, invisibly in your ear, and you can get the hearing back that you like. And with the Tweak Connect device, you can even adjust your hearing with your own iPhone, please, with no hearing tests. And what else? No doctor visits. No one else can improve your hearing like Tweak does at such a low cost. If after 30 days you don't love Tweak, you get your money back. Let Tweak help improve your or your family's hearing now. Here's a number for Dr. Dan Schumacher and Tweak. 888-272-7789. Or go to tweakanswer.com. 888-272-7789. Or go to tweakanswer.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Live from Liberty University on this Friday. Great to have you with us. We've got a great, great day coming up. And it's been very, very interesting all morning long. You can't make this up. So I had the pleasure of meeting former Congressman David Bratt, former Congressman for Virginia's 7th Congressional District, currently Dean of the Liberty University School of Business, kind enough to jump into the studio this morning, this early in the morning. Congressman, great to meet you, man. David, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's nice. It is beautiful down here, brother.
Yeah, beautiful. Huh? Yeah, pollen's out.
Yeah, so I can feel it all
yeah,
in here.
It's all
I, said, I jumped out of the air and said, wait, I can't breathe. What happened? So it's
right.
Worse down here in Virginia than it would be back in
yeah,
Jersey,
it just
I
popped.
Guess.
Oh, yeah. It just yeah, popped well, open.
Oh, my Lord. That's right. Why I went to the doctor. Nothing. Right. Nothing. I'm taking Balance of Nature. You know Balance of Nature? I'll get you
yeah,
some before
no,
you
I need
go.
It.
I can take care of you, man. Hey, Congressman, you know a thing or two about political upsets, you know? And tell us about your political career, because I always like to stay positive, you know? But you really, man, you came out of the box and just created such a political storm. Tell us what happened, where you are, and your mindset on where we're going on the political scene today in Washington.
Yeah, well, I came in 4 years ago. I was chairman of economics and business department, taught ethics, went to seminary way back when, Princeton Seminary, did a PhD in economics.
You went to seminary?
Yeah, Princeton Seminary.
God bless you, son. You went to, Princeton?
Yeah.
I should know all this.
Frozen chosen.
So you were in Princeton. It was a great school. God bless
no,
you.
No, loved it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So my whole life was putting economics and ethics together, very policy-oriented.
Yeah.
And so I ran against, Eric Cantor way back 5 years ago now.
Monumental.
Had a big win, but it was just all on principle. I ran on the Republican creed. I said, there's nothing wrong with the creed. The problem is no one's doing it up there.
Yeah,
and
true.
So you see the same thing kind of now. We had a 2-year crack to repeal Obamacare, to improve the budget position, to shut down the border, and we still haven't gotten that done. President Trump's still all over it. I mean, he's going at it every day, but he's not getting any help. And the American people have to make up their mind. And so the left is running. They're great at politics, right? They're good at the money and the power and all that. And they, they're good at the divisions, race and sex. And they'll divide the country up without batting an eye.
Please.
And so I had a rough election along those lines. Yeah. No policy. Policy is irrelevant now.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's just the Dems kind of take you out, and that's the way it is right now. And it's you a said sad state.
We were chatting. What have they accomplished already?
100 days today. 100 days owning the House of Representatives, and no legislation through. No proposed legislation you've even heard of.
Well, Bill Barr's a bad guy, apparently.
Yeah, no, that's all.
Well,
it is,
the Mueller probe doesn't count. I mean, and Donald Trump, of course, is the whatever.
Yeah.
They won't stop with that.
And that's their energy. They're just running. It's negative. Yeah. And it unfortunately comes in education. Right now, I'm the dean of the business school at Liberty. Couldn't be happier here.
Yeah.
But you go across the country, K-12 or higher education, the left has been deconstructing religion, right? The Judeo-Christian tradition, you can barely bring it up. The rule of law, it's not out of bounds for the left to call the cops, right? Our heroes on the street,
right.
Disrespecting them.
Right.
They've deconstructed free markets. Business is now considered bad on the left. And that's the fight. But I don't think the average American voter gets it yet. They do not get what the left is really up to.
Yeah.
And so it's our job to get this culture turned around here at Liberty.
You know, to your point, Congressman, up in my neck of the woods in Jersey and in New York, when you see I've always been as you have been, so pro-Israel, and we appreciate our only true friend in the Middle East. And I'm not objective here because I was brought up with Jewish kids, and I have a complete allegiance to the heritage. I never, this anti-Semitic rise. You know why I get worried? Because we're next. Yep. We're next. They'll go after our Jewish community first.
Yep.
It's 1936 Germany. Ilhan Omar on the cover of Newsweek magazine. Should we be frightened about this?
Yeah, sure. And that's what I just got done saying. It's just systematically, right? The Judeo-Christian tradition is Western Civ, right?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we combine the Greeks, right?
Yeah.
You put Plato and Aristotle together with the Christian religion and the Jewish religion. And the left is on full-scale attack there because they know that is the power. Every great thinker's always stayed within the lanes until about the 1960s. And now it's open season on everything that made us great. And so our Jewish brothers and sisters are under attack.
Yeah.
We need to come to their defense, like you said, because Christians are clearly next, right? I mean, you see on the campuses, there's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of religion. These are First Amendment things. And unfortunately, the kids don't have an appreciation of these first principles.
And I wish you, and I say to you, listening, and not to get into it too much into the weeds, but you know my faith is strong, so forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like the genocide of Christians around the world, you never hear about it.
Yeah.
They are slaughtered. Christians are slaughtered.
Yep.
You never hear word one in the mainstream media.
Yeah. Well, and that I think you just put your finger on kind of the issue. No matter what issue we're talking about, the key phrase you just said, you never heard about it. And why is that? Because the mainstream media is just monolithic. The left owns all of it, with the exception of talk radio, you know, Fox News. There's some conservative outlets. But that's the challenge. We have a lot. If you bring up the debt, right, the debt's $21 trillion.
Yeah,
you never hear about it.
Yeah.
You never hear about the debt or deficit. When we did the tax cuts, they got on our case. But the budget, the Dems blew up, right? The tax cuts, I think, were $150 billion a year.
Yeah.
The Democrats did $400 billion in increased spending. Yeah. Not a word.
I'm glad you said that, too, because I was listening to radio, some New York radio, the other stations this morning, talking about, I didn't get enough in my refund. It's because your paycheck is bigger.
Right.
It's like, the paycheck is bigger. It's what the president created. That was the whole tax cut theory. It's ridiculous. Hey, but let me go back to something that you said, Congressman, if I may, is about when, and again, they're going to get on me and my buddies, my Democratic buddies are going to get on me, my liberal buddies in New York, and I love you. I don't hate anybody. Put aside the divide. We're all in this together, brother, you know. But when President Trump comes in, and those of us who voted for the president, and we went, this is going to be great. And guilty as charged, I love the drama, entertainment value of it all, because it irritated everybody that President Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I just loved it.
Yep.
But then he comes in, like, and not to be too dramatic, but in a way, he was like a knight in shining armor for those of us who just can't stand the swamp that you experienced firsthand. And then they go, okay, health care, immigration reform. The president goes, let's give it to me, Paul Ryan. Now, you made the point, and you're absolutely right. 2 years, the GOP, and I got no skin in the game on either party. I'm more independent libertarian at this point.
Yep.
2 years, the president's there, they handcuffed him.
Yeah.
They handcuffed him.
Yep.
And did the far right not want immigration? Did the far left not want health care? I'm confused. Nothing was done.
No, you nailed it when you said the swamp. What runs the swamp? And it's always money, right? It's always the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
And if you look at both those issues you just listed, the new trick up in the swamp, the new trick in town, and the way it works is Obamacare and immigration both have the exact same property. And Obamacare, business, that's who we lost. If business isn't voting for 4% economic growth and some investment policy that President Trump just put in place, then I don't know what's going on. And they're not.
Yeah.
They're scared of their shadow. They're scared of the left. And so, but we lost business because on Obamacare, who pays the tab? The taxpayer and the government. And business is off the hook. Same with immigration. On immigration, firms get lower wages. Right. So their profits go up. And who's on the hook for all the costs? The taxpayer. If you got two kids in public education, it's $26,000 a year.
Yeah.
Just that one alone.
Yeah.
Who's paying the bill? The taxpayer. They know it. And so we'll see. I think the president still has the path that he had last time through the Midwestern states.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are switching. I think they like what he's doing. And I think it's over 20 people now at the FBI, CIA, up in the swamp that have either left, been fired, et cetera. That's shocking.
Yeah.
And you'll never hear that on the nightly news either.
Yes, you're right. But the lobbyists, too, and being there, and we appreciate your time, Congressman, and I know we got a big morning ahead of us, but before you go, the healthcare lobby, the pharmaceutical lobby.
Yeah.
And listen, I come from what used to be the medicine chest of the world, New Jersey, USA.
Right.
And when all the medicine, all the pharmaceuticals were there, and I wish they would all come back. And everybody's leaving Jersey because of the ridiculous tax policies. But the lobbyists, when they go in, they're not healthcare companies; they're banks, and they're paying off all these. I think the politicians. You were there. Do you know?
Yeah.
Can you tell us firsthand? Are they afraid to go against the immigration lobbyists and the healthcare lobbyists? That's the big problem in Washington. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and you can tell how good a lobbyist is if you can't name the name. They're very good.
Wow.
Right. So you can't name the name on healthcare. You know, you ask the average person on the street. Hey, do you know who they are?
Yeah.
Nope, never heard of them.
Wow.
That's how good they are.
Wow.
So if you've never heard of and the other thing people don't probably understand unless you've been there is even regular members of Congress are not in the middle of these decisions. A few key people respond to what I call the Excel spreadsheet in the sky, right? And so everybody's got their buddies up there. And the Republicans are more principled, right? I don't want to be taking down my own team, right? The Republicans are way better. The Democrats say yes to absolutely everything. Can we have this? Yes. Anyone walks in your office? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And that's why we're bankrupt.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have to fight in that sphere, and it's a tough fight.
Yeah, and Congressman David Bratt, former congressman, now the dean of the Liberty University School of Business.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there's politics or education. Your faith plays a role in how you go about business. It should anyway, should it not?
Oh, absolutely. And at Liberty, our key distinction in comparison with other schools, if you go to Harvard Business School, there's tons of books. They cannot identify what ethics is. They can't define what the good life is, right?
Wow.
And so they've been fighting that fight for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
All the major schools, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, the left has a problem with ethics. They can't name a philosopher, a school of thought, religions, not even, they'll laugh you out of the room.
Yeah.
If you bring up religion. At Liberty, totally different. It's our distinction. We're proud of it. We teach the kids Bible. In the freshman year, worldview courses.
Wait a minute now.
Theology courses, right? We'll test you, Joe. I'm going to give you a couple questions here. See how you're doing.
I stand at the ready,
right?
Sir.
And if you can't, as a culture, define what is good, you're in trouble. And the ultimate irony is the left is winning the ethical argument. They're calling us, all haters or whatever. And, we love them back. And that's how we operate.
Keep the fight.
Yep,
David Bratt, thank you, sir. You're the dean of Liberty University School of Business. Great to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
God bless you, my friend. Hey, Susie Cerrone's out there, 852 on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Still this problem out there. We on the Outer Bridge crossing New Jersey bound. A stalled dump truck in the right lane. Looks like that is being cleared. And a crash in Queens on the LIE westbound near 74th Street. That's got the right lane blocked. So it's really pretty bad this morning. Still on the Grand Central and the LIE westbound heading into and through Queens. Queens Midtown Tunnel Manhattan bound. That's a 15-minute delay. Alternate side in effect. Heavy delays on the Van Wyck North and up to Hillside Avenue. At least the George Washington Bridge is okay inbound for either deck. Inbound Lincoln 10 in at the Holland 20 from either approach. Earlier accidents in Alpine on the Parkway North and southbound. Your exit 2 are gone. You're up to speed through the area. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The Answer.
Want to try your luck growing your own vegetables? you don't need luck, you just need the Home Depot. Right now, well-established vegetables and herb plants are spring Black Friday priced at 5 for just $15. And Miracle-Gro soil, get 5 for just $10. Your plants will hit the ground running, and you'll be well on your way to a successful harvest. Today is the day for doing. The spring Black Friday prices on veggies, herbs, and Miracle-Gro soil. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 80 per customer, Continental U.S. only.
AM 970 The Answer, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you each weekday at 5. Glad to be with you now to get you to think about helping one of our neighbors to the south, the little island nation of Haiti, where people are dying because there's not enough food, not enough water. Todd Chapman rejoins us.
It's not in the news here in the United States, but Kevin, you're exactly right. A long-standing drought in Haiti has decimated the food supplies, clean water, nearly impossible to find. But food for the poor is on the ground, as we have been for more than 30 years in Haiti, saving these families. But friends, we need your help to keep the aid flowing, and your gifts right now can make that happen.
$27 a month for the next 12 months will rescue one family. If you give now, it will be matched and doubled. You'll rescue two families. Will you call 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. You can also give online at am970theanswer.com. That's 855-919-4673.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Michael's of Brooklyn. We love it. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is, look at this, 8:55 already. My goodness, 5 before 9 o'clock. So great to have you with us. Can I tell you about Connors and Sullivan? You know, if you've been putting off how to develop an estate plan, now is the time to do it. I put it off for years. And then I went and I called Lisa in Michael's office, Mike Connor's office, right? And then she got me to Bridget, and Bridget got to Kelly, and then Beth is there, Mike's beautiful wife, and I sat down with the man himself, Mike Connors, and I'm telling you, I really advise you do the same exact thing. I had so many questions, and my life, you know, my life, mamma mia, who you know, the kids, and who's taking care of what, and where's the money going to go? I don't know the answers. Mike Connors does. An article in Forbes magazine advises, by the way, readers make sure they develop a complete plan and double-check beneficiary designations. And if you're a union member, you watch where that, you got to go back. I did that. I went, who gets that money now? That's not supposed to happen. And Mike cleared it up for me, and he could do it for you as well. If you're not sure what any of this means, please call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They'll walk you right through it. They are great at helping folks like me who don't really understand this, and they will help you navigate these complex matters, all right? Connors and Sullivan will help you identify the best solution when it comes to wills, to trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare proxies, all right? You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind regarding your financial legacy. Hello, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors on the radio. You can catch him Sunday at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg, he's at the weather answer desk, and our marathon man getting ready for one triathlon after the next. You're unbelievable, Joey. Hey, weather-wise, it looks pretty darn good today, Joseph, yes?
It's not bad. Cloudy. It's going to get milder. We've seen some very light sprinkles around the last hour or two. I don't think they're going to last all day long. Okay. But then we will get rain tonight ahead of a cold front. Behind that front, though, dries out tomorrow. We get some sunshine, low to mid-70s, a nice start to the weekend. And then we'll end it with some rain, I think, later on Sunday.
Oh, this is great. So it looks okay. And you're telling me warmer and warmer as we're creeping up into springtime, Joe. You and I just love that, man.
Those days where we're stuck in the 40s are going to be hard to come by, I think, going forward. Just more days in the 60s. I like that.
Great. What are you training for now, Joe? What's your next thing?
I have a marathon coming up on May 5 in Cincinnati. But
oh,
I have the
24-hour
bike challenge coming up on June 15th and 16th in Michigan.
Oh, my. 24 hours. That's where you put that thing. You put the headlight harness on your head, and you light.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, Joe. You are an animal, Joey. We love you, man. Thanks, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it always.
No problem.
Hey,
yeah,
we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. James Carroll will join us, current director of the U.S. Office of National Drug Control and Policy, formerly served as White House Deputy Chief of Staff and as an attorney in the Office of the White House Counsel for Presidents Donald J. Trump and George W. Bush. So we look forward to that. You know, President Jerry Falwell, he is the president of this fine university that I am broadcasting from, Liberty University. Great school, being as hospitable as you possibly can imagine. Right here, broadcasting from the radio studios at Liberty and having a great time with my kids. And right after I go off the air, we're going to jump on stage in front of 10,000 beautiful children from Liberty University, and we're going to rock the house, baby. Thanks for staying with Piscopo in the morning. It's a crazy morning. It's a Friday, though. You made it to the weekend. Yes. And we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new report finds New Jersey has the highest rates of autism in the U.S. The study by the CDC and Rutgers University finds that the rate of autism increased 43% from 2010 to 2014 nationally. About 1 in 59 children has autism in New Jersey. It's 1 in 35. Boys in New Jersey are 3.5 times more likely than girls to have the disorder. The New York City Council mulling over legislation that would add more street vendor permits. Right now, there's a little less than 3,000 permits that allow vendors to sell hot dogs, waffles, and other items. The legislation would dish out 4,000 new permits over the next decade. It would also create an app to show where vendors are located throughout the city. Mayor de Blasio's office has raised concerns about the bill, worried it could hurt brick-and-mortar shops. In sports, Mets beat the Braves 6-3.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.